Hi there. It is week number 23 of 52 weeks with Spirit. I always kind of get freaked out around like the 25 week mark because it gets like we're super close to being halfway through the year. And I'm not ready for that because I feel like we've just started summer and I don't want to be there yet because truthfully, there's so many things that are on my vision board that I feel like I still need to accomplish. And speaking of things that we need to accomplish, I know that you've all heard that saying that we are our own worst enemy. And it's true. And I am guilty of this also. When something fails or doesn't go right, I really can be someone to beat myself up and go over and over again. I should have, I could have, I would have. That truthfully, if we're being honest and conscious of those thoughts, just continues to perpetuate the negativity that swirls around us. It doesn't actually get us anywhere. It gets us deeper and darker into this victimhood and into this place where we feel trapped and lost by our own emotions. We can flip the switch. We don't have to be the enemy of ourselves. We can be the supporter and the cheerleader of ourselves. Here's a little thing, a little exercise that I'd love for you to do. Whatever the problem is or the situation is that you have going on in your life right now, I would like you to write down 10 things that you would say to someone who had that same problem. Like, let's say, for example, you're not happy at your job and you feel miserable every time you go to work and every time you're driving and you're getting ready, you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. The 10 things that I would say to someone who may be in that situation is, hey, maybe there's a different perspective that you can take looking at your work today. Maybe you can start applying for other jobs. Maybe you could go back to school. I mean, those are just a few things, and I'm sure you could think of others. But oftentimes, we are supporters and cheerleaders of everyone else, but we're not supporters and cheerleaders of ourselves. Instead, we are the enemy to ourselves. We are the one who nails ourselves to the cross. So if you're inching where I am towards being halfway through the year, and that feels scary because you still have all these things to do, try going easy on yourself and list off 10 things that you could think of that not exonerate you, because that's not what this is about. We still have to take accountability, but that you could inspire yourself and that you could be kind and gentle, nurturing, and cheerlead your way into whatever problems or struggles you might be going through right now. I hope that helps, and I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.